Blog Talk Radio.
You to learn it too. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's what I want you saints to know. You are so sweet. Today's lesson will come from the book of Acts, Acts 27. We're talking about how Paul's voyage begins to Rome. He has a tough time there. And what I'm going to do is find it and read it to you. And again, it's in Acts chapter 27. And hopefully I'll be able to read 27 and chapters 28. Let's start reading. And when it was determined that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners into one name, Julius, a centurion of the Augustan band, and entering into the ship of Andronicus of Asia, one Aristus. Let me read chapter 2 to you again, because I think I skipped a whole sentence. And entering into the ship of Andronicus, we launched, leaning to sail by the coast of Asia. One Andronicus of Macedonian of Thessalonica being with us. And the next day we touched in Sidon. And Julius curiously entreated Paul and gave him liberty, and liberty is freedom, to go into his friends to refresh himself. And when he had lunched from there, from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the wind was contrary. And when we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lucia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, and he put us on therein. And when he had sailed slowly many days, and scarcely we came over against Cnidus, I guess that's how you smell it, pronunciate the word. It is spelled C-N-I-D-U-S. The wind not surfing us, we sailed under Crete over against Salamine, and had hardly passed yet, came to a place which is called the Fair Havens, near whereunto was the city of Lycia. Now when such time was spent, when sailing was now dangerous, because the feast was over and already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the loading and ship," lading is a word for loading, another word for loading, okay, and ship, "but also our lives." So he's saying that I don't know if they would be shipwrecked at that time, but the voyage that they were about to take would be dangerous to the load and to the ship and to their lives. That's what he's saying. That's what I understand him to say. Verse 11. "Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship, and more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the heavens was not commodious in the winter, and the more parts advised to be departed thence also, if by any means they might obtain to Phoenice," I think that word is Phoenice, "and having to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lies between the south and the southwest and northwest." Verse 13. "And when the south wind blew softly, supposedly that they had obtained their purposes, losing thence, they sailed close by Crete." You hear another phone in the background ringing. That's my cell phone. But I will call them after I finish reading my lesson right here. Verse 14. "But not long after there arose against it a temperous wind and Eurocyclone, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive, and running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat." Verse 17. "Which when they had taken up, they used help under guarding the ship, and fearing lest they should fail, they should fall into quicksand, striking sails, and so were driven. Verse 18, and when exceedingly tossed with a tempest, and a tempest is a strong wind, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tracking of the ship. And we had neither sun nor stars, and many days appeared, and no small tempest lay upon us, and hope that we should be safe was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, we should have hearkened unto me and not have loosened from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of a man's life among you, but of the ship." 23. For there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, "Fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Therefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as he had told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." But when 14 nights was come, as was given up and down in Adrian, and midnight in the shipmen's deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded the sound of 20 fathoms, and fathoms is that's below water. Usually it's 6 feet below water. Let me read that again. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adrian, and midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. Verse 28, and sounded, and found it 20 feet fathoms, and 20 times 6 feet was set, is 120. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again, and found that 15 fathoms of water, you know, fathoms, that means water. They're talking about water, measurement of water. So 15 feet, 15 times 6 is, let's see, 30 and 6 in, that's like 90 feet, I think. Verse 29, then fearing lest should sound have fell from rocks, they cast 4 anchors into of the stern and wished for day. And the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship when they had let down the boat into the sea under colors of as though they could have cast anchors out of the foreship. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. So they dropped the ship so that they could get off and think that they would be saved. But Paul said, if anyone gets off the ship, they would not be saved. He's telling them, except you abide, you stay on the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldier cut the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. Verse 33. And while day was come, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that we have tarried, and tarried means to wait and continue fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not be a hair fall from the head of your face. Verse 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to it in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, where did I leave off? Let's see. Verse 37. And when all were in the ship, 260, that is 276. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast off the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they sailed, let me start over, verse 40. And when they had taken up the anchor, they committed themselves unto the sea and tossed the rudder abands and hosed up the mainsail to the wind and made therefore shore. And falling into the place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck past, and there remained unbelievable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. The hinder part is the back part. Verse 42. And when the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim apart and escape, but the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they would, which could swim, should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. Verse 45, and that would be the end of the reading of chapter 27. And the rest came on a board, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass they escaped all safe to land. So I think I'm going to read verse 27. That's our lesson for next week. And I pray that God gives you an understanding of chapter 27. I will just tell you that the ship lost its cargo and everything. It was broken up. And an angel before appeared to Paul in the night and told him that the people would live if they stayed on that ship with him, but if they got off, they might not live. He said all of them would live that was on the ship. Verse 28, and when they were escaped, even when they knew the land, the island was called Malta. That's M-E-L-I-T-A, Malta. Verse 2, and when the barbarous people showed no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the presence of rain and because of the cold. Verse 3, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper. And you know, a viper is a venomous snake, a poisonous snake, came out of the heat and fastened on to his hand. And when the barbarian saw that the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet the venomous vengeance suffered not to live. Verse 5, and he shook it off. Let's see what this says on my computer. I'm not going to buy it. Verse 4, and when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Verse 5, and he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when they should have swore. Let me read verse 6 again. Howbeit, they took when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Verse 7, in the same quarters were possessions of the chief priests of the island, whose names were Plubus, who received us and lodged us there 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Plubus lay sick of the fever and of a bloody flux, and whom Paul entered and prayed and laid his hands on him, he healed him. When This was done others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Verse 10, who also harbored with us many honors, and when he departed, they led us with such things as were necessary. Let me read verse 10 again. It says, who also harbored us with many honors, and when we departed, they led us with such things as was necessary. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had weathered in the island, which had wintered in the island, whose sign was Castor and Philip. I think that's Pollux, P-O-L-L-U-X. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. And from thence we fetched a compass and came to Hygrum. And when one day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went towards Rome. And from this, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Apollonia. Well, I don't know if I'm saying that right. A-P-P-I-I. I would say Apollonia form. There, the three taverns whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. And verse 17, and it came to pass that 3 days Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and they were come together. He said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people, our custom of our fathers, yet I was delivered prisoner from Jerusalem unto the hands of the Romans. And when the Jews spake against it, I constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Now that I had caught, now that I ought to accuse my nation of. Verse 20, for this cause, therefore, I call for you to see you, to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. Excuse me, sheep. Bear with me. Verse 21. I'm having the belch. And they said unto him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning you, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of you. But we desire of here to you that you think it. Let me read verse 22 again. It says, and I pray that I read it better. It says, we desire to hear of you who you think it. Now, what you think it. For as concerning this fact, we have now that everywhere it is spoken against. Verse 23. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning the Jews, both out of the law and out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, and from morning till evening. Now, God knows I should read verse 23 again to you. It says, and when many had appointed him a day, there came to him into his lodge, to whom he expounded. That's where he was speaking, and testifying of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus Christ, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken the word, well spoken of the Holy Ghost by Esau the prophet, and unto our fathers. Let me read verse 25 again. Let me read 25 and 26 too. Verse 25, and when they agreed among themselves, they departed after Paul had spoken the word. Well spake of the Holy Ghost by Elijah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go into the people and say, hearing what you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. Verse 27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 28, be it therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto you, the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Verse 29, and when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reason among themselves. Verse 30, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years on the higher house. Let me read that again. Verse 30, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, and no man forbidding him. I have read chapter 28. That ends the reading of the book of Romans. I want you see to next week start reading Romans 1 and 2. I will read to you as much of it as I can to continue. I feel that our Father, God, will be coming back to get us soon. It's the Jews who are in Israel. That's our land, and that's where he is going to place us. It says somewhere here in the book that he will place us there. And let me just read who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. You know that Sabbath starts from Friday evening, and this is Friday evening, and ends on Saturday evening. You know that sheep. And what I'm doing is starting off on the first day of Sabbath, in the evening time, like it says I should. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep holy. Read it for yourselves in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance starts Friday evening, that is this evening, as I'm reading to you now, and it will end tomorrow evening. And I want your sheep to always have your three P's with you. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil. Just, I may say something that you might want to reference to. So, welcome to Sabbath School on a Friday afternoon. And right now, I'm going to have a closing prayer. Thank our Father for keeping us safe. That's my ending prayer for this evening. Father, we come to you humble as we know how, and thank you for keeping us and watching over us in our sleep and protecting us. We thank you for giving us sound sleep and always protecting us. I say that in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Now, I have a few moments left to speak to you sheep. I want you sheep to purchase my books that are on Amazon, and they are e-books. It's called The Passing. You really should get The Passing. You really should get The Unseen, but The Passing is a good book, too, for you who are adults to read. I have also an e-book, The Broken Plant. I want you to get those books. You really should read The Unseen first, and then The Passing, and you read to your grandchildren The Broken Plant. It's for them. Let them question The Broken Plant and find out who they are. And I hope you will enjoy reading those books. I also want you to get one of the books I got when I was really,
Father,
I was sick. And
help your children.
The doctor came in and saw me.
And don't let them fall.
Now what do to get them
by the side of the road?
Down in my soul,
Jesus.